I have always called that a desk. That's Lucille. That's the lady that we bought that from's mother-in-law gave it to her. Okay. And she said, you can have this as long as you always introduce her as Lucille.
Okay.
Which was her name.
Okay.
And that is just for knickknacks. It's just a showcase.
Lucille the showcase. It's pretty. It's got some great stuff in it. What about this back
this
here?
This is a Hoosier cabinet.
A Hoosier cabinet. So it's from Indiana? Or that's where the style originated?
Yes. It was manufactured in.
Is there anything else you would call it? My mom has something like that, but she calls it something else. Do you?
What? A Hoosier cabinet. It's
have you ever heard it referred to as a pantry? That's what my mom calls hers. I'm going to tell her that. It's almost the exact same style. She's got the... This looks like it. She doesn't have that nice sort of...
Yeah. Bottom drawer is a bread drawer.
Okay.
And this was to put your pans in.
Okay.
Mine's still a dish.
Okay.
And this is the same principle as your roll top desk.
Yeah, she doesn't have that.
And this is your flour sifter.
Wow.
And this is your spice rack. And on the other side was a sugar, and I took it out.
Okay.
And this top part here has a rack for your spices.
Okay.
And this is where you filled your flour bin.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my mom's got, I think, two of those, but they don't have that roll. You know, one of them might have that roll thing, but it doesn't work the same way. Hers goes up. Have you ever seen that?
There was, they made one that went up.
Okay. That's beautiful.
But this still has all of the original spice.
Wow.
Has my whole collection.
Did you buy it in that condition, or is that something you or your husband?
Actually, this came from my sister bought a house in Colorado Springs. Uh-huh. This is all original, even to the mouse hole in the corner.
See? Fantastic. That is great.
My sister bought it.
A mouse hole, huh?
A state in Colorado Springs.
The original mouse hole.
And it belonged to the vetters that was miners in Cripple Creek.
Oh, wow. It's got some history, huh? Do you have any idea how old it is?
I would say it's probably from around 1925.
That's beautiful.
And I have never painted it because, you know, a lot of people painted and painted and painted.
Right.
And they say now, well, that piece of furniture right there,
mm-hmm.
It had at least 12 coats of gray enamel on it.
How fun.
And all of the design
that.
In it was dark purple.
Oh, no.
It was such a dark that it was almost purple. It was dark blue.
Uh-huh.
And when I redone it, this is the way it was painted. All of the was this color,
Eek.
And this is the gray that it was. And man, was it a chore to pick all of that paint out.
You did that? You did that then? Wow, yeah.
And all it's got on it now is applications of linseed, turpentine, and vinegar in equal amounts.
Nice.
And that's all that piece of furniture has on it. And this is the old pine safe, pie safe.
Oh, right.
That was in the old schoolhouse down here.
Oh, okay. That's great. And they would actually use that for pies in the schoolhouse?
Yes.
Or? Okay. That was probably in that, where the library is now. Is that true? Or?
It was in the main schoolhouse.
Okay. Because
they used to have, they used to serve hot lunches,
mm-hmm.
Years ago. I suppose in